Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, as promised, looking ahead. Continue our series of spring storylines, looking at Penn State's roster position by position, what to watch for in March and then in April as we get into the blue-white game. We did a few segments. We started on defense, defensive tackle, defensive ends, and linebackers last week. We're moving on, sticking in the middle of the field with safety right now. All those previous segments, you can check them out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. And while you're on the Keystone Sports app, which you should already have, if you don't, you can download it from the App Store. Make sure you enter for the Blue White Game RV from GoPSURV.com. That drawing is going to be held on March 14th. You must have your entry in by March 12th. It takes, what, 7 seconds to do?
About, yeah.
Name and email address, right? That's it. Name and email. And you can be entered in there. If you don't win the drawing, you can get an RV for that weekend. Four of you for $350. That's the starting point. You can stay the whole weekend. Free parking, free shuttle to and from the blue-white game. Admission is free for the game. So $350 for a group of four. It's the whole tailgate scene for a full-on 48-plus hours just hanging out, having a party that runs all weekend leading up to the blue-white game. Check it all out at GoPSURV.com. And as I mentioned, download the Keystone Sports app to get your entry in for a free RV. We've got a bunch of them already. Make sure you get in. And with that in mind, the spring storylines at safety, it's an interesting one because it was a little bit of a yo-yo. The transfer portal tooketh away and then gaveth back with Lamont Wade. And it'll be interesting to see. he looked to be ticketed, I guess, as a starter next year. Brent Pry, either before or right after the Citrus Bowl, kind of said as much. But I don't think you can take anything to the bank just yet. So one of the big things to watch is where Lamont Wade sits in the pecking order. Is he a sure starter, or is it a competition?
I think it's a competition. I think he'll be a leader in the clubhouse. But look, if you wouldn't have even added Jaquan Brisker to the picture, would you have been more likely to say at this point last year that, you know, the 2019 starting safety would be Lamont Wade or Jonathan Sutherland? You might have leaned to Sutherland. Would ask that question again, you know, between the end of the regular season and the Citrus Bowl, I probably would have still been inclined to say Jonathan Sutherland. So if you're going to make one guy the penciled in starter, I think it's Sutherland and then Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker, who gets here this summer, was a NJCAA All-American in 2018.
Well, you got deliberate right off the bat there. I appreciate that.
I did. You have to think about that one for a second. But no, he's an extremely talented player, and they're all going to fight for that starting job. I think Sutherland's the one that gets the nod right now, and we'll see how things play out.
Yeah, so it's tricky here. So Lamont Wade obviously was a five-star at points. Did he end a five-star?
Yes.
So he was a five-star recruit, came in as a cornerback. It was interesting right off the bat. Dwight Gault was talking about certain guys who really just had no idea what they were doing in the weight room. And Lamont Wade was one of those guys where he was like, he had a long way to go just in terms of what he's trying to accomplish, the technique of trying to accomplish it, building that strength up. So to think that he was a five-star without having that piece of his game really in order, I thought that was a revealing part of the recruiting process too. Is that
right?
As good as these guys are, as good as their film is, you know, one program to the next is going to be better at all the stuff that's going to be necessary to get you ready for college too. And Lamont Wade, well, it was in some ways just not ready. So then he moves to safety, and the assumption is, you know, he's a good athlete, he's a physical guy, that's going to be a quick transition. But it's not, you know, Garrett Taylor, who we're penciling in as a starter, was proof that you can't just because you're a cornerback and physically you can handle, you can't just move to safety and instantly be
right.
a good impact player. So part of that is built into what we should have been expecting from him last year.
Right.
But I do agree that no starting job, you know, the starting job is not going to be handed to him or to Jonathan Sutherland. There's going to be a competition. And then I think within that, because both of these players are going to warrant it, you're going to see, you know, whether it's both starting jobs or whether it's just one, you're going to see the snap counts not really be fully indicative of a clear-cut starter. You're going to have more of an even split, I think,
yeah.
No matter who wins the job.
I think so, too. And I think this is sort of a play out at corner as well, where I think you could get some of that split, too. But one thing I'll say is that no matter how this thing plays out, Tim Banks is maybe been a little bit underrated member of this coaching staff. They've had to replace at least one starting safety for a few years in a row now. And you can probably make the point that they have not necessarily, there's not been one guy who's been an absolute stud every single game, you know, a first or second round pick type of talent, but they've been very reliable back there for the most part over the last few years. And now they have to make another change, obviously. And I think with Nick Scott leaving, there's a chance for, again, with one of these younger guys or more experienced guys to step in and get the job done. So it'll be fascinating to see how those reps get split up, not just in spring ball, but then also in summer camp once Brisker arrives.
They've always just had this one safety position where you're not quite sure what's going to happen. Marcus Allen locked one down for three years. This year coming in, you know, both of them were really up for grabs, but you kind of figure that Nick Scott was going to be one of your starters. But Garrett Taylor established himself, I think, as maybe, I don't know if he's captain material or what, but he is a potential NFL player. Like, I really thought we saw exactly what we should have wanted to see from him last year as a safety, because he was not afraid to mix it up. He played more physical than you would think a transition cornerback would.
Right.
Very light on his feet. Was quick. Looks to me on film like he's going to test well whenever that time does come. And he was very productive in his role. And I think especially late in the year, you saw some games from him that were eye opening. So I thought a really good performance from him. I think he deserves to be penciled in as a starter. 71 tackles last year, 7 pass breakups from his cornerback from his safety position. I think what he brings to the table is something that they haven't really had a lot of, is a safety with true ball skills.
Right.
And I think that's going to be interesting to watch, because you could have all three of these guys, talking about Taylor, Wade, and Sutherland, be in that same conversation.
Yeah, and I think the best part about it for Penn State is that, again, they're going to get a chance to have the first quote-unquote round of competition during spring practice, and then after that, you get to do it all over again once Brisker arrives and they have summer camp. So he'll be a little bit of the, you know, the not the leader in the clubhouse just based on arriving late, but I would expect him to make some noise. And well, it'll be interesting to see what Penn State does early this season, Dustin. Let's be honest. They had to really ramp things up in a hurry last year because that Ohio State game was lurking at the end of September. This year, it's a little bit of an easier lead-in to the 2019 season, and I think that'll be beneficial, because if they do feel like things need to be ironed out, tweaked, or changed in any way, or if they want to, you know, sort of have on-field tryouts and give some of these guys some work, you know, if they feel that's something they need to do, they're going to be able to do that against some competition that it shouldn't matter.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead. Penn State football in the spring. Storylines at the safety position. This segment brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and lights. Looking at the safeties also, you know, the big question is, where's the depth coming from? You know, we mentioned three guys who would appear to be at the top of the depth chart. You also bring in Jaquan Brisker. You lose Aaron Monroe. John Patrician is there. How's that going to round out? You know, specifically, where does John Patrician go with his role now? Is he just destined to be a special teamer?
I would think so at this point. I mean, he's not, you know, he was a guy that, again, when he came in, there was a lot of projection required and a lot of, you know, you knew he was going to have to, it was going to take some time for him to grow into a starter if he ever did. I don't know if that, I'm assuming that time is come and gone at this point. I mean, I guess we'll have to wait and see, and maybe he'll surprise us in spring practice. But at this point, yeah, he does strike you as just a special teams contributor. And you know what? That's okay. Penn State needs some of those too. Joe Lurig is going to find a way to get a number of guys involved on special teams, and Patrician looks like he could be it. So I think they will get some use out of him in 2019, just as they have the last couple of years on special teams. And look, at the end of the day, you need guys to fill those roles. So even if there were maybe higher hopes for Patrician to be a starter or something along those lines back when he was a recruit, you know, you're still getting a lot of valuable snaps out of him.
Yeah, and I think we had this conversation, just like when you're recruiting a guy, there are just shades of gray between being like, not everybody is destined to be a star.
Well, that's, yeah, when you're recruiting, you know, 25 to 30 guys a class, yeah. not everyone can be a star. The numbers just don't work out.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, mathematically, it's just not going to happen. Is a safety position in better hands this year than last? And, you know, we had the conversation not that long ago when Lamont Wade ended up on the transfer portal, just wondering about the depth here. And so I have fewer questions about that. And to me, one player with 2 years of experience makes a big difference in how I view this depth chart. And no disrespect to Nick Scott. They are, you know, James Franklin will tell you that he's going to be he's going to test really well and stuff. I just don't think you really saw that on the field.
Right.
He just was not much of a factor back there. So I think there's potential to upgrade in those spots. And obviously with Garrett Taylor, a full year starting experience will be better too.
Yeah, I am still a little bit worried about the depth, to be honest with you. So you have a true two deep, right? But then after that, it gets a little bit hairy. And I think if you go through the season with no injuries or targeting ejections, I think you'll be fine. But if, you know, you get a guy tossed for targeting and then somebody gets hurt, you know, things get skittish back there quickly. I think that's probably the biggest concern at this point. Penn State should be targeting a few safeties in this class. I guess we shouldn't forget about Tyler Rudolph, who will be joining that mix as well. So, I mean, it's not a life and death dire situation depth-wise back there, but it certainly could be a little bit better, and I think you'll see Penn State target more safeties in the 2020 class because of that. Because like I said, you know, especially with the targeting rule, injuries you can't really plan for. Targeting you definitely can't plan for. That's just, you know, all of a sudden, bang, bang, play. Guy could be having the game of his life. Suddenly he's ejected and he misses a half or the first half of the next game, and you're left wondering you know, what you're going to do moving forward. So they definitely need to get Brisker in here, develop him, keep seeing progression from the guys that are here, and then finally, Dustin, keep recruiting that position well.
I think recruiting safeties is a good strategy no matter what, because they are guys who can – if you get an athletic safety, you can do a lot with them in terms of getting the most out of them on the field. I do think I was going to ask you this. I do think – some cornerback is going to be on the move. They brought in this group of corners in the 19 class that all of them are 6 feet or taller. I think it makes sense given the fact that you're probably not going to get a year one impact out of these guys as they make a move. I think one of them is moving. I couldn't tell you which one I think it is. I think Keaton Ellis is a good cornerback prospect, and I don't think it makes sense to move him. But looking at the depth of both the positions in 19 and beyond, I think one of these cornerbacks is moving.
Yeah, I think so too. But what makes it hard to project is I probably wouldn't pick Lamont Wade as the guy to move back when he was a recruit. So it can be a tough thing to project because, you know, there's a variety of things that go into making that final decision to move a guy.
We'll find out. That's a storyline to watch as well. We're moving on. Penn State basketball. Jeff Brown's going to join us to talk about a hot Penn State basketball team coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.